podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
That is better.
Did you go pee-pee-poo-pee?
No, I put pants on.
Poo-pee-pee-poo-poo-poo.
I was a little chilly.
But now you have pants on. Now we can't fondle your little junky-junk virtually.
You can, with the same imagination you were using to fondle it.
Now I know you have pants. It's ruined.
You can just imagine taking them off, like you do at night when you pop that gigantic boner.
Ugh.
What the fuck? That disgusted you, Andy?
Just the way you described it. First as popping, and then as that gigantic boner.
Really, dude?
Yeah.
Of all the shit we say on the show and in life, that was a...
I don't know
boners.
Why.
Popping boners. No.
I think it's specifically mine. Like, if it was just some generic boner, it wouldn't bother me as much.
Refreshing.
What are you drinking? Urine again?
I'm drinking real sugar Dr. Pepper. It's back, baby.
You're drinking urine.
hang on. I'm only on boxers. And there we go.
There you go. Noah, you can fondle that.
No. How am I going to find it?
While you pop your huge boner, yeah, big erect Noah cock.
Really?
I'm trying to gross out Andy.
I think it was the pop the boner. I think it just seems too much like popping a zit.
Yeah. I get like a little
Well, it's kind of like that. This white viscous fluid flies out.
Is that what happens when... Is that what popping a boner is? Oh, man, I got this huge painful boner. Hang on, I got to go pop it. You just squeeze it until it bursts.
Delicious.
Burst all over the place. Burst all over your face.
All right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, everybody! Episode 117.
The episode that's gonna burst all over your face.
All over your face!
Spadoosh.
Is that Kung Fu Panda?
No. No, he said something else that's similar to that, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember what it is.
All right. Well, that went nowhere. I'm T, the Tim and Tancast. Shut up, Tim.
Yeah, shut up, Tim.
I'm Andy, and I don't believe it. It's almost too good to be true. I ain't never seen an ass like that.
What the fuck?
I was listening to Eminem the other day, and that song's been stuck in my head.
Ah.
My name is Noah. I am the N.
Apparently, you're the world's most boring robot, sir. Kudos.
Yes, I am.
You will be terminated. Are you Sarah Connor? Oh, bother.
The Eornator. Somebody's going to hear that and think, surely he meant the Urinator. Nope.
Or the robot from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, Alan Rickman.
Or someone else before him.
Alan Rickman.
No, that's not the only person that's ever played that robot, Tim.
Yeah, because there have been...
Alan Rickman.
There are radio play versions. He's Marvin the Paranoid Android, Noah.
Yes.
Alan Rickman.
Nope, not him.
Which is funny, because reading the books, Marvin always struck me as more depressive than paranoid.
One of our listeners has a crush on Alan Rickman, and you guys just need to let this happen.
No, I'm not going to let it happen.
Yes.
It's not Alan Rickman.
Let it happen.
Nope.
Let it happen.
Nope.
Do you know the name of the other people who've played him?
I do.
No, you don't. Yes, Die in fire. Don't fucking Google it.
Portrayed by Stephen Moore, David Lerner, Warwick Davis,
and Alan Rickman. You already
Googled
it. You pre-Googled it. You pre-Googled.
I didn't.
You did.
I Wikipedia'd it.
Oh, there you go, Tim.
That's the same bullshit.
No, it's not. Different.
You are busted.
Suck it down.
All
hey,
those
it was Warwick Davis inside the suit when Alan Rickman was doing the voice.
You
I guess
tell.
That makes sense.
Really?
Yeah. You need a little dude? Get Warwick Davis.
What? I just remember the... I don't know. For some reason, I thought the robot was taller. Well, it seemed pretty tall. Taller than...
He had a huge head.
Yeah, I do remember that. I thought he was like 5 feet tall, at least.
Yeah, but half of it was head.
All right. I just figured they could get something regular size of plate. if it's 5 feet tall. What is Tim doing over there?
It freaked me right the fuck out the day that I realized that the leprechaun was Willow. Oh, now I can't watch Willow without thinking of him, like, you know, cackling about his gold.
That's funny. I just can't watch Willow.
Oh.
Because it sucks.
But it has Mad Mardigan.
That means nothing to me.
With his incongruous American accent.
I don't know if it... Well, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I remember liking it when I saw it.
Sucks.
I enjoyed it. I believe I have it on DVD as well.
Look, Andy has it on DVD. What do you think I say about that, Tim?
So Tim can suck it down.
Andy has also Hollow, Hollow Man on DVD.
And I knew that's
case
exactly where Tim was going. Pinch
closed.
Folk, Yulia
Cox. Don't you also have Starship Troopers?
Yes, I do.
Eat a pair of dicks.
Starship Troopers is not that bad of a movie.
Starship Troopers is a lot better when you see it as...
Shit?
Like a parody of fascist propaganda. Like, suddenly all the really stilted, shitty acting, except for Neil Patrick Harris, who is always awesome. I love that man. If he wasn't already gay, I'd turn him.
I think you could turn him straight.
You think I could?
Yeah.
Wait, how does that benefit me?
It doesn't. It benefits me, though, because I'm making a joke at your expense.
Oh. No, I'm sad.
It happens.
Yeah. Happens a lot to me.
Aw, that's too bad. Oh, well.
Life goes on. Obla di obla da.
My wife and I were just talking about Life Goes On the other day. The TV show, not the song.
Porky?
Yep.
Obla di obla da.
I had to explain to her why people with developmental disabilities are kind of meanly referred to sometimes as quirky. She's like, oh, yeah, I think I was vaguely aware of that show.
I haven't seen it in a long time. Is it on in reruns anymore?
I don't know.
Although I can't really say I watched it to begin with. So there you go. That's all I got to say about that.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Sure, why not?
Why the fuck not?
We've got tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some who could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's tan laughs, yes, tan laughs, oh, tan laughs, and that's what we do. Tan laughs, a tan laughs, a now.
How about you do a tan laugh? I'm going to have another sip of this delicious, delicious, made with real sugar, not corn sugar, Dr. Pepper. And you can edit the slurping out.
Super. Well. What a douche.
I found that amusing.
So today be Talk Like a Pirate Day, matey.
Arr, be it?
Is it? I thought it already passed.
Sure, and I thought it'd be
today,
tomorrow.
Motherfucker.
Arr, half me day has gone by and I haven't been talking like a pirate.
Arr. Anyway, to that end, a really old email from Nick over a year ago. Jesus. Almost a year and a half ago. 12 bad pirate jokes. Woohoo!
Tim's been saving that one up.
I'm like, we gotta use this for Talk Like a Pirate Day. But not last year. I wouldn't. Because we recorded on Talk Like a Pirate Day last year.
Didn't we? Yarr, this be the 15th anniversary of the first Talk Like a Pirate Day. Although, oddly, it's on a different day. Okay. Thank you, Wikipedia. I just learned everything I needed to know.
Fantastic.
Now you can die happy man. I'll be over to kill you shortly.
I can't die happy man until I have some more of this delicious real sugar Dr. Pepper.
Sweet Jesus.
Are you fucking trying to get them advertised with us or something?
I was going to say, you'd think real sugar Dr. Pepper was advertising with us. They're not. No one is.
Nope. This is purely for me. I'm not trying to benefit them. I'm trying to get more people to go out and buy it so they make it more.
Well,
go buy Crystal Pepsi. I want that to come back.
How can you buy it if it's not back?
It's on eBay. I saw it.
How will that help them bring it back? They're not getting any money from that.
They're checking, though. They're keeping track of it.
Your business model is flawed.
They stopped selling at the retail stores, but they sold the back catalog on eBay.
I sent some holes in that story, Noah.
You know what? You shut up and you drink your Dr. Pepper.
Big enough to drive a Dr. Pepper truck through. All right, so here are 12 bad pirate jokes. Have you heard about the new pirate movie?
No.
Yes.
It's rated R. Why? Because of all the booty. Why does it take pirates so long to learn the alphabet?
I don't know.
Because they can spend years at sea.
I was expecting another R joke.
A pirate walks into a bar wearing a paper towel on his head. He sits down at the bar and orders some dirty rum. The bartender asks, "Why are you wearing a paper towel?" "Arr," says the pirate, "I've got a bounty on me head." How did the pirate stop smoking?
I don't know.
He used the patch. What's a horny pirate's worst nightmare?
A hook.
A sunken chest with no booty. The little boy with a speech impediment dresses up as a pirate for Halloween. At the first house, the woman opens the door and the boy says, "I'm a pirate." Oh, I've done this one already. "I'm a pirate. This is my Barrett. Can I have some bandy?" The woman looks at him and says, "My, aren't you cute? But where are your buccaneers?" The boy gets angry. "On the side of my bucking head, you bucking idiot."
Yeah, still worth the worth revisiting.
In order to complete the 12-ness, I had to. What was the pirate's name who had no legs or arms and fell overboard?
Bob.
Bob.
Captain Bob.
Bob.
What does a dyslexic pirate say? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting pirate.
Interrupting pirate.
Arr! Stupid. Just a cow joke with R. Where did one-legged pirate go for breakfast?
I don't.
IHOP. I think we've done that before, too, or a version of it. Why are pirates called pirates?
Because they're not parrots.
They just are. And finally... Oh, shit. Really? Number one is the most obvious pirate joke ever? I should have read these, screened these ahead of time. Should have read them in reverse order. Pirate enters the men's room, steps up to a urinal, opens up his fly, and out pops the steering wheel. Guy at the other urinals can't help but notice. "Whoa," one says, "you have a steering wheel instead of a penis?" "Aye," says the pirate. "It's driving me nuts."
That's a classic.
It
wah-na,
is.
Wah-na, wah-na,
wah. It's driving me nuts.
And that... is Nick's pirate jokes! Yeah! Thank you, Nick. You're doing it. You're getting it done.
Doing it like it's never been done before.
You say that, but it's pretty much been done this way almost all the time.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Never been done before.
All right. Live your lie. I don't care.
I got a joke.
Fucking get on with it, douche.
It is... It's from the world famous CJ! How many Alzheimer's patients does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
To get to the other side.
I heard that is how many surrealists.
That works, too. I went with Alzheimer's because that was a joke that was sent to me.
I'd always heard it was, how many surrealists does it take to... No, it was, why did the surrealist cross the road?
Why?
Blue.
Did you say blue?
Yep. Yes.
Ah, got it. Hilarious.
Oh, I suppose I should do a joke, shouldn't I?
You should fucking do something, Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Yes, well. Well, well. So these jokes come from Todd.
Hi, Todd.
You can say a lot of bad things about pedophiles, but at least they drive slowly around schools. A biker goes to the doctor with hearing problems. "Can you describe the symptoms to me?" asked the doctor. "Yeah. Homer's a fat, lazy bastard, and Marge is a skinny chick with big blue hair."
Silly.
A buddy
Just
of mine
silly.
Told me he's been fucking his girlfriend and her twin. I said, "How can you tell them apart?" He said, "It's easy. Her brother's got a mustache." Oh. Jenny walks into his parents' room and sees his dad boinking his mom. His dad just laughs, throws a pillow at him, and says, "Get out." Later, Dad hears a commotion coming from Johnny's room. He rushes in, horrified, to see Johnny shagging his grandmother. Johnny just looks at him and says, "Not so fucking funny when it's your mom, huh?" That is it.
What up, what up, what?
Twat.
And now we're back to Tancast.
Indeed.
Now we're back to our regularly scheduled program.
Your regularly scheduled mediocrity.
How's everybody's week?
It was awesome.
So, what do you guys think of the Colbert and Stewart rallies and marches that are supposed to be happening?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I heard about it through Tim. Seems great.
My wife's first reaction was to bust out Google Maps and figure out how long of a drive it was from Atlanta to Washington, D.C.
And?
11 hours.
Yeah. It's not crazy far.
That's
longer than a trip to Oregon.
Yeah, it's 22 hours round trip, sir. With a kid. With a baby. With a toddler.
Bah.
That'd be a long ass ways to go. Unless we, like, you know, ditch him with somebody overnight and then just go to D.C. without him.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
Just leave him by the side of the road.
We could leave him with his elderly great-grandparents. That would be an awesome idea.
They can both fill their diapers together.
They don't use diapers. They're old, but they're still feisty.
Your baby doesn't use diapers? You're just shitting all over the place?
Yeah, we just let him poop all over the place.
Well, my wife is home, I think.
Yay!
Yay!
Slap her ass, tell her it's from me.
Boom, boom, boom.
I can't. She won't walk in here during Tancast.
She avoids it like the plague.
As do most of the internet, as it turns out.
Unless we name it something deceptive.
Right.
You know, we should name each episode like some type of current meme. Even as
Why are you closed? Why are you closed?
Oh, we want to shop. Why are you closed?
That's not really current now, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not?
Just another meme.
That was like a month ago.
Oh, dear Christ.
You're talking about the guy who went up to the mall, right?
Yeah.
I was freaking out about it. Yeah, it's already been on Tosh. It's dead and done by the time Tosh gets it.
Yeah, but I'm going to blog about this in my 30 Days and 30 Dogs blogs too. Blog harder. But fucking Tosh did not fully explore that. Like, that should have been a video breakdown instead of one of those quick clips that he does. Because, like, it went longer. It's fun. Like, the dude at the very end of the video, he calls the guy holding the camera crazy. I just think that's hilarious. You're crazy.
Why, just because he was filming him?
No, because he made mention that they just wanted to close the mall. What? You're crazy.
Well, I don't think they just wanted to close the mall. Weren't people rioting?
What?
Am I remembering this correctly, Andy?
I've got no context on it.
I thought that was in Canada where they had the summit and there were people rioting and that's why the mall closed early.
Maybe.
Were there people rioting at that moment? Is that what you're saying?
I think it was just general rioting. I don't know if they were rioting right there, but it was just there's problems. Hold on.
So you're saying it was precautionary, not reactionary. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm like, you can see people in the mall just sitting there who got in before it closed. Like, they're just sitting there on a bench, and then, like, after a while, they all start walking away. Like, let's be away from where we are now, because that guy's going to keep yelling at the locked door. And then two random kids start humping the glass while he's yelling.
From inside?
No, from outside. They're pounding the wall like they're trying to help, and they're like, fuck it, we're not this crazy, and they just wander away. Like, he out-crazied them. He out-crazied the punk kids. You gotta give the man his props. You're crazy.
Shopping rage guy. Okay, hang on.
Okay, yeah, it was closer than the GTO summit. Oh, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it just... I know there was riots at the GTO G20 summit.
G20.
Whatever.
It's the meeting of the 20 largest economies in the world.
GTWZRO.
It's not like Gatorade came out with, like, 18 other flavors.
They did. It's the 20th flavor. Anyways.
G20. G2 and another digit.
While you guys figure that out, I'll be right back.
Okay. Slap her ass.
He keeps leaving.
He doesn't love us.
I know.
He only used us.
He's not committed.
So anyways, G20.
Oh, yeah. So what? There's something was going on. And I know there were riots there, so maybe I just assumed it was because of the riots. But maybe it had nothing to do with it.
There's always the crazy anti-corporate whatever people freaking out at those things. Like anti-globalization people drinking their Starbucks and walking around in their Doc Martens hand-stitched in a third world country.
Those aren't made in America?
No. Well, who knows? Maybe Doc Martens are. I don't mean to besmirch the fine name of Doc Martin.
I don't know. I've never owned a pair.
I was just saying, you look at one of those iconoclasts, and you're going to see basically exactly as much consumerism as any other American fuckhole. Just a lot of completely undeserved feelings of rage and superiority.
That's what America's about.
Yeah.
If you're not doing
it. Completely unearned sense of moral justification. I mean, really, that explains, like, 80% of the Tea Party movement. Also explains the radical environmentalists. And I'm not talking about the people who go, hey, you know, like, 97% of the National Academy of Sciences agrees that global warming is real and caused by human activity. I mean, the people who are, like blowing up, like, fucking earth-moving equipment to save the trees and whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Insane!
In the membrane.
Insane in the brain!
Insane in the brain! So, Tim, we were talking about G20 rioters and their undeserving sense of self-importance and how that carries over to basically all other facets of American life. that basically every breed of American douchebag at some level is because they feel that they are right and superior. Although I think the same could also be said of Catholics. Speaking of which, Tim, I'm
what the fuck?
I'm really sorry about this, but fuck the Pope.
All right. Why are we fucking the Pope?
That old crusty fucker, after centuries of Catholics and Protestants in the British Isles killing each other and torturing each other and maiming each other and oppressing each other and whatnot, goes to England and starts trying to build bridges by saying that there is a breed of aggressive secularism that must be stamped out. Really, dude, the secularists are the aggressive ones. Fuck you.
They are. I don't know.
All right.
Sorry.
You got nothing to say, Tim?
Not really.
I don't think that went how Andy expected.
No. It would have been how Andy expected.
I guess he thought I was going to be like, fuck you, Andy. Here's why Catholic Church is awesome. Which I will not be doing. Nor will I be like, yeah, Andy, I'm right on board with your level of anger. So I'm just like, all right, do what you do.
Yep.
I'll be here. I'm representing the apathy party.
Excellent.
We're running in November under the banner of meh.
I hear you guys have a rally coming.
No, we don't.
Oh.
We were going to, but you had to get permits and
nobody
shit.
Cared.
Yeah, exactly. No one could get off their ass.
We talked about it, but then we were like, whatever, that's a lot of work.
Conan's coming back. You want to be home in time to tape it?
I need to remember to put that on the DVR.
Fuck.
Yeah, you do.
Been trying to cut down on TV shows. Momentous day yesterday. We deleted our season pass for CSI.
Oh, wow.
Oof, I've been holding my breath for that one.
Oddly, my wife has kept her season pass for CSI Miami. But
isn't
that's
what the fuck?
Isn't that like
a worse
one?
You? That's
how
a her
dare
one.
You, sir?
Sir, yeah, what are you talking about? You think
see,
I have any say in it? I'm just
we see
like
what
CSI.
It takes to offend Tim. It's not the Catholic Church. It's deleting CSI, but keeping CSI Miami.
How could you do such a thing?
How dare you, sir? You delete that right now.
Okie dokie. I'll be back.
Listen, wife. If we are deleting CSI, we are deleting CSI Miami. Those are the rules.
Will do. Will do.
Will do.
Hey, wait.
Why are you deleting it now all of a sudden?
Because it was about to come back on.
Okay.
Like,
I figured
no,
you would delete it right
that.
When it was like, oh, this was a crap season. Done. Not like, oh, well, we'll wait around and see what happens.
No, it's just more of we were looking ahead and went, oh, CSI's coming back. We don't need that.
Oh, they're not bringing back the hot chick on CSI.
The hot chick?
The chick in the lab who
oh.
started to have a relationship with the wormy guy.
Yeah.
She's not coming back.
You just read that just now?
No, it's a while ago, but you just made me think of it when you were talking about CSI.
Well, she got better shit to do, or they didn't want her back?
I don't think they brought her. I think they said, ah, fuck you.
I think she got sucked into the black hole between Sarah Seidel's teeth.
Oh, apparently that's like a thing this fashion week, like gap between the teeth, which...
Wasn't that on Wait, Don't Tell Me?
Yeah, which I don't get.
It's hot, Noah.
It's a fashion thing I don't get. I don't think it's attractive.
It's because you're old, Grandpa. You don't know what's going on with the kids.
I guess I don't. Anyways.
Give me a girl with a flat ass and buck teeth. Yes, yes. Now I'm going to drape this crazy shit off of her head and have her stomp down the aisle. Yes, yes. This will make me wealthy.
Not what life is all about.
Oh, walk down the runway. You didn't mean you were going to get married to her. You meant you were going to use her as a model.
Yeah, sorry. The runway.
Idiot.
The catwalk.
Oh,
the catwalk.
So,
yeah.
Back to TV shows. You know what show I've recently discovered that I enjoy a great deal? Wipeout.
Yes.
Have you heard of it, Noah?
I thought we talked about it. But maybe you're just saying that to set up for the audience. But yes, I have seen it.
We talked about it?
Pretty sure.
Hmm.
I think Stephanie was there. Because she was like, oh, yeah, my dad likes to watch that show. Which he does. I have watched it. It's a lot of the same thing. Like, it's a lot of just people just falling over. And I'm like, so once I've seen, like, one or two episodes, I'm like, I've pretty much seen this.
Yeah, my one complaint with Wipeout is it's like, they do shit on there that's just abusive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got these, this, like, bridge that you're supposed to run across. It's, like, split in the middle. But the two halves will independently, like, go down and up at great velocity, and they typically, as soon as somebody starts running across and gets right about to the middle and is about to make the jump, they drop the bridge that they're on, so they lose all of their jump power, and they raise the other bridge so that they take the other bridge just square in the face. It's like,
yes, that's funny.
Yeah, but they're...
That's why I'm watching it. I'm not watching it to watch him go across the bridge and go, wow, what a great athlete. I am watching it for Wipeouts. It's in the title of the show.
It seems to me like the smart move on Wipeout is just to, like, run like you're going to go on the thing and then just jump off the edge. Like, just don't attempt it. It's like, no, all of these things are made to make you fail. Like, the little bars that swing across at the end that come right across about ankle level and just, like, take your feet out from underneath you. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody make it across that thing. Ever.
Andy, life is made to make you fail.
Yes.
They're just emulating life.
It's how you deal with that failure that proves what kind of character you have. They could really call the Wipeout show Kobayashi Maru.
All right, I'm going to come to Southern California. I'm going to get on to Wipeout, and I'm going to just jump in the water. I'll make like I'm running for the obstacles, and I'll just jump in the water and swim.
Do it, Mr. Smart Man. You got it all figured out.
Yeah, they'll like, cut like you that. Out of the show because that will be the least interesting thing ever.
Like that punchy wall thing. I'll be like, all right, and here, I'm not going to take the paint or the punch in the face. I'm just going to hop right in this muddy water.
Fuck, Andy is so entertaining. I want to play because it's hard and I might get punched and painted on. I'm going to jump in the water. Woo, woo.
No, it's called efficiency. If I'm going to be
I want to be efficient.
If
I'm
trying
Andy.
To just like grip onto that little wall and just taking punches in the face and I'm going to fall into this muck anyways.
I don't want to get paint splatters on my Crocs.
And the whole point is to get through as quickly as possible so you make it to the next round so that you potentially win $50,000.
I want $50,000, but I also want to jump across that shit. That looks fun. Like, I want to do that.
Really, it looks fun? The completely abusive bridge drops out of your... Like,
it's
hey,
not,
hey,
not
here's,
like they're hitting you in the
hope,
head with a
here's
fucking
hope,
baseball
here's
bat,
hope,
dude. It's
here's
padded.
Something right
Black.
In your face.
Everyone's so angry.
What have you to say to that, sir?
Well, I was talking while you were still belaboring the same point you've been making for the past 5 minutes.
Well, suck my belabored point.
I will not suck your belabored point, because I can't get my mouth to, you know, shrink that small. The best I could do is blow hot air on it.
Wow. You took a swing for that one, but...
I
didn't
I
feel
think
you
the
connect.
Point is, people know what they're getting into when they go to that show. I don't think they've never watched a show and go, oh, well, that just takes some athleticism. If you look at that punch wall, you know there's almost no way you're going to get past that without falling off. Like, you can get lucky, but athleticism is not going to help you. I mean, it'll help you some, but chances are you're probably going to fall at some point. And I think they just want to win the money and be famous. They've weighed the pros and the cons, and they decided, you know what? Yes, that's worth it.
Yes.
Judging by how many people get hit by the motivator, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that several of those people go on that show without having ever seen it before.
I think people are delusional. And they'll think, I'll be the guy that will get passed.
Well, you're
like
right.
Me.
Like the same reason people play the lottery over and over again. Chances are you aren't going to win, but with that slight chance you will, you're going to play.
Mm.
You've been outmaneuvered, sir. Relent.
All right. Well, I'm just going to have a little nap then.
I mean, I think it's worse when, like, on reality shows, like, I don't think there's any, like, you know, like, on other reality shows, like Real World or whatever, where they do some clever editing to make it seem like you're saying something or being in a certain way when you're actually not. They just show it. Like, you know what? I'm going to show you getting punched in the nards and falling off my bag.
I would say, based on the sheer number of women where they have to fuzz the pants that are falling or riding up the snatch area... That there are a lot of people who really don't think too hard before they go on that show. I think there's a lot of drunk people on that show.
Perhaps.
I'll admit, there's a certain charm, too, watching people getting hit in the balls over and over and over again.
Yes, there is.
But at a certain point, I start to think around that.
America's Funniest Home Videos made a 10-year living out of that shit.
Yeah.
More than 10 years. That shit's been on since the 90s.
Wipeout has?
I said America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm my favorite show of those. It's not even the same. This is more about athleticism. Is the Ninja Challenge? That's a good show.
Meh.
Like you get to see wipeouts, but you actually get to see people who are athletic and actually, you know, can do the course. And they have things that
I'm
are hard.
I'm not interested in that.
What was that?
I'm not interested.
I
in
know
that.
You're not interested in that. I am though.
Okay. Carry on.
So other TV, House coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
could be fucked up.
Why could be fucked up?
Because, you know, when they do they will they won't they will they won't they and then they do, that's oftentimes when a show jumps the shark.
Yep.
Whew.
Perhaps. Indeed.
We need to have a little cliffhanger.
You mean Tancast?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're missing.
It is. People have been waiting for it. People have been begging for it.
Cliffhanger. Cliffhanger.
They're begging for us to stop. I think you're hearing them wrong. Stop it. Just stop it. Please. I beg you to stop it. Of all that is holy, you will stop it.
Oh.
Okie dokie.
All right. Any shows you guys are looking forward to coming back or premiering?
There's a ton of shows. You know, House, of course. I like the House. Chuck. I like the Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
I
heard this might be the last season for Chuck.
They keep saying that. Every season could be the last season for Chuck.
Hang in there, Chuck. Don't chuck it up.
Indeed. Fringe is coming back.
Is it already?
Oh, yeah. This week, Fringe and Bones.
I got some bones for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of will they, won't they shows, holy shit, Bones.
Not will they, won't they on there?
Yeah.
I don't watch it. My wife does, though. I don't know. Nothing like I'm like, oh my god, I can't wait. And yeah, like the Fringe, it's interesting. Well, Fringe did leave on good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So I'm curious how that will get resolved.
Yeah.
What about you, little Timmy?
Well, there's Conan. Looking forward to that starting.
Yep.
The Family Guy.
You actually watched The Family Guy?
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you didn't.
No, you don't.
I know,
you're getting us confused again.
No, I know I don't.
Well,
I thought
you
didn't either.
All half black guys look alike. Well, at least half alike.
Fucking 90210 is still on?
Jesus Christ,
that CW, you can't have ratings too low to cancel something. Fuck it, leave it on.
I get, it's not doing well?
I don't know. I don't know anybody who watches it, do you?
No, but maybe I'm just not part of that
crowd. I don't
think
we're the target market for 90210. Yeah.
Right, but I know people of different ages and genders, and I don't know anybody who watches it. I know somebody who was on it. But that's it.
Who was on it?
This gal I knew. Oh, actually, technically, it was a friend of Danelle's that she met when we were in L.A. And she had a scene as a doctor.
Interesting.
Nice. How'd she like it? Or do you know?
It paid her money, and she likes money.
I was like, yeah, that she liked having an acting job.
Well, maybe it was a bad experience.
Well, not that I heard.
It was like everyone was a
fucking
douche to me.
Fucking there's going to be 2 solid hours of Dancing with the Stars on Mondays. Who the fuck? Yep. Why the fuck? How the fuck?
I can put you in contact with my wife.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Every week? You know, I'm really starting to like Criminal Minds. My wife and I have started watching reruns of that on Ion Television and A&E.
My wife likes that show as well.
I always meant to go back and like Netflix that or something.
Also, I'm interested in checking out No Ordinary Family. I don't know if it's going to be crap, but
the superhero one?
Yep.
Yeah.
I am too.
I'm vaguely interested.
Which is funny because I just gave up on Heroes. Like, deleted the entire last season unwatched. Just went, you know what? Fuck it. It's just taking up space on the TiVo.
Why don't you just watch it? Isn't it like the last season?
I don't know. Like we'd missed from like right around the strike. Like a couple of had accidentally gotten deleted or not been recorded or something like that. And like we tried to go back and catch them on Hulu, but you know, fucking Hulu with their 5-episode window. Like we kept missing when that rotating window was coming around, and we finally like caught 2 or 3 of them. But you know, could only watch it huddled around a computer screen. Couldn't watch it on the TV because fuck Hulu.
Well,
never really cared enough
TV to
try to actually, like, you know, find it on BitTorrent. And, yeah, just the entire next season packed up on there, and the episodes that we'd seen didn't really make us feel like that was 20 hours of our lives that we really needed to be spending that way.
It was, right. You didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah.
It looks like it's not back.
Heroes?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and the way that Lost ended kind of makes me not terribly interested in seeing how the event goes.
Is it the same guys who are in charge of it?
Isn't it also created by J.J. Abrams, Noah?
I don't know. I don't think the event is created by... Or no, maybe. You know what? I'm just going to say I don't know. How about that?
Oh, created by Nick Walters. No, I don't recognize that name as being somebody
wah,
who's...
Wah, wah, wah.
The movie was the one that J.J. Abrams was doing.
The one where you're an idiot?
I think it's like a cop drama. And I don't even know if it has anything to do with like sci-fi stuff. I could be wrong.
The event?
No. He's got some other show coming.
Oh, you're saying what? The new J.J. Abrams show?
Yeah, I don't know if it has any, like, sci-fi elements. I could be wrong, though.
Is he bringing back Hawaii Five-O?
No.
Is he the one in charge of that?
There it is. Undercovers.
That's J.J. Abrams?
Yep.
How dare you work with
directed
NBC, sir?
Directed the pilot. First time he's directed a pilot since Lost.
I am interested in shit my dad says. I'll give it a couple shots. Especially because it's after the Big Bang Theory. That's just good television right there. Not up against anything I give a shit about. Wow, that's a fucking entire Thursday night block where I'd just be watching NBC.
I still don't understand.
Sorry, CBS.
Why they tuck so much shit into Thursday? It's like everybody puts all of their grade A stuff on Thursdays, and they put all of the grade A overflow onto Mondays, and then the rest of the week is just like a wasteland.
Oh yeah, because Bones and Fringe are also on that night. One of you said you like, or both of you said you like Fringe.
Yes.
And then Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice. Yeah, that's a lot of duking it out.
Yep.
And it seems like everyone would do better if you just put it on a different day. Like, I know you're like, oh, well, a lot of people watch today. Maybe a lot of people watch today because you put all your shit on that day.
Oh, and 30 Rock and The Office are both on that day as well.
Yeah, maybe you spread out a little bit.
That is fucking busy. Yeah, fuck, if you don't have AT&T U-verse, you're fucked.
Yeah, seriously, we've got 3 tuners in our house, and we still run out of tuners on Thursdays sometimes.
You hear that?
That's another good reason to...
Did I hear it? Yes.
To get rid of CSI.
Broadcasters.
I'm sure all the broadcasters are listening to this show.
They are.
Fucking Tancast, they got their finger... Someone said... Was I standing next to you, Noah, at the comedy show when someone says, yeah, you have your thumb on the pulse? I'm like, you don't put your thumb on the pulse. You have a pulse in your thumb.
Oh, yeah. That was me.
All right. Just thought I had to recall some time when I said something funny.
And intelligent.
I don't know if it was funny, but it was true.
Funny. Hilarious. Chase. It's so funny. The poster for Chase looks like The Fugitive. It's like she's like the Marshall gal is running and the same blurred background behind her.
What, it was just like a new show that's coming out?
Yeah, it's basically Fugitive. It's like basically U.S. Marshals, but instead of Tommy Lee Jones, it's some hot chick.
Alrighty.
I have been watching the new Nikita show with that Asian girl.
Is that already on?
Yeah, and she's very hot, so that's why I've been watching it.
Did we miss all these premieres? I thought they hadn't happened yet.
There's been a bunch of shit premiering.
Motherfuckers.
And a bunch of shit going
away
from them.
You know what I like, and it's not on this because these are all just the networks, but The Glades. Have you guys watched The Glades?
No.
It's on A&E?
No.
Oh, I guess Noah couldn't watch it.
No cable. Loser.
Maybe I don't want to watch it. What is it?
It's a cop show, but you know, with a quirky detective. This guy moved from, I'm gonna say, Chicago to Florida.
Oh yeah, and he has like all these. Oh, I know what this is. I got skills.
Not really.
Well, at least what they made it seem like in the preview.
Okay. Well, no, he's just sort of witty and like fuck rules, baby. He's kind of like a wittier, not wittier, but like a more whimsical House as a cop. I'm sure that's how they pitched it. It's like House, but as a cop. Yes! And he wants to fuck this married chick so badly.
Does he?
I don't know, Noah. You'll have to find out.
No, I won't.
Holy fucking shit. So there's 2 hours of Dancing with the Stars on Monday, and then on Tuesday there's an hour-long Dancing with the Stars results show.
And before that, an hour-long recap of the 2 hours that you missed on Monday.
Incorrect. Before that is No Ordinary Family.
Really? Because on our TiVo it showed... like 8 to 9 and then 9 to 10 or something like that.
Well, that was a one-time only thing then, because according to the schedule, No Ordinary Family is from 8 to 9, and then Dancing with the Stars results is from 9 to 10.
So maybe that is just the first week.
Fuck, 2 hours of Biggest Loser. Fucking NBC. Stop sucking balls.
Man, I watched a season of The Biggest Loser. There was some interesting human drama and shit going on there, but, oh man, that is an hour-long show stretched out to 2 hours. Like, just ponderous. And like, they would spend 5 minutes, people just, like, staring at each other, you know, to build the tension or whatever before the commercial break. They'd come back from the commercial break and replay the same 5 minutes of the person who will be going home this week. You know, danger music and quick cuts to everybody looking concerned. And it's the same, like shot for shot, note for note, second for second. It's the same shit that they just played, literally. Not that they're going back over it. They just replay it. Like, hey, 2 minutes and 30 seconds worth of commercial. Well, no, let's be honest. 5 minutes of commercial later, and suddenly my brain has just completely forgotten what we were doing right before this. There were too many dancing colors and quick movements and sounds and exciting things to buy.
Exciting okay. things to buy. I didn't even know they were making a Law & Order Los Angeles.
Really?
What? Apparently. And Skeet Ulrich, Terrence Howard, and Alfred Molina are in the cast.
That almost sounds worth it.
Why? Why? Why make another one? You already had a Law and Order that was like one season away from being the longest running show on television, but then you wrapped it up that season.
Well, I think it got canceled.
Yeah, it did.
It got canceled?
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to cancel Law and Order?
I don't know, but...
How the fuck are you going to cancel Law and Order and then bring out two more spinoffs?
Yeah, that does seem kind of odd. Like, why don't just keep the one that everyone already
likes going?
Like,
well, this idea's really been done to death. Let's redo it.
Although, I don't know. Actually, I was less interested in this season, well, in the current characters than I was in previous seasons. Like, you know, I really like the black guy that was on there, and Jerry Orbach.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him a lot. But yeah, like, Cisco, is that his name?
No idea who you're talking
Jeremy
about.
Jeremy, whatever white guy, actor with curly hair, and the black guy. I was not really that interested in them. So
I mean, they could just change all the... They could have just had all these people from Law & Order Los Angeles just be in the new Law & Order. They change the fucking characters all the time anyway.
This is true.
Yeah, it's like ER. It's this rotating door. Revolving door. I'm tired. So my wife actually asked me. I don't know why I'm whispering. She's going to listen to Tancast.
Maybe she won't be able to hear you on this part.
Like,
what
smart.
Was he saying? I can't. Speak up.
She asked me, she said, so am I going to be able to talk you into watching Dancing with the Stars with me this season? I just started laughing. No. She's like, well, why? Every time you go, oh, there was this one dance you should really watch. Oh, there was this other dance you should really watch. I don't care. These aren't good dancers. This isn't like So You Think You Can Dance, where it's talented people doing talented things. This is like watching a bunch of shitty dancers who are like a little tiny bit famous try to be completely like milquetoast so they don't offend any of the old ass viewers or the, you know, super Christian viewers or whatever. Like seeing fucking Penn Jillette and Adam Carolla on that show was painful. Oh my God. These are two edgy guys, and like they both had like all the family-friendly just slathered on them that they could possibly hold up. I think my answer is really twofold. One, Bristol Palin is not a star. She is the daughter of a completely ill-advised person who's involved or was involved in politics and now is involved in getting money from Fox to be hateful.
She's still involved in politics. She's still running around and fucking endorsing people and getting their
true.
Fucking shitty candidates elected.
Like the one in Delaware who's being investigated for breaking the law. It's like, yeah, they're going to come out and try to smear us and blah, blah, blah. And the people who are like trying to get the investigations going are like, yeah, the last person that we told the DA that they needed to investigate for fraud was a Democrat and a black guy. So, yeah, this isn't black, white, Democrat, Republican. It's you're using campaign funds to pay for your private life when you're not running a campaign. She's like seriously paying her rent and shit out of campaign funds, and like paying to travel and to go like bowling and shit.
That's frowned upon?
Yeah.
Bowling helps her win votes, Andy. And if she doesn't pay rent, well, then she's on the street and can't run for Congress.
Yeah, Andy.
Whatever it is. You got to think about these things.
Yeah, I guess so. Senate, by the way. Senate. Anyways, yeah, so no. Bristol Palin is the idiot who's advocating the abstinence-only education, who just had a kid as a teenager, as an unwed teenager. Unwed teenage mother who is trying to be this, like, spokesperson for the social conservatives. Sorry. That's like Newt Gingrich, Mr., like, serial divorcer, talking to people about, you know, that we need to...
Family values.
Restore morality and family values to America. Right, dude, right. Just because you talk a good game does not mean that you're not a complete two-faced douchebag liar.
There was like a cover of Bristol on People magazine where she was holding her baby and being like, this is why you should wait. It's like, or it's like, you should wait or don't have, you know, whatever it was. It was like,
yeah,
don't have
the consequences
sex. Like
were
literally
so
holding
huge
her
you.
Baby. Like, this was a huge mistake. Look at this. What did I do? Like, you know what? Your baby's going to grow up and realize what the subtext of what you're saying means.
I will say this for Bristol Palin, though. She's still got some big old titties.
That she does.
That she does.
And a nice leg. Probably two, but I can only see one in this picture.
Okay. Oh.
Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing looks way different.
Yeah. Time is a cruel mistress.
No. Something other than time was involved.
Oh. Dr. Feldstein?
I'm thinking, Yeah, I'm thinking she called up Michael Jackson's old guy. Well, look, I guess you're free now, so
yeah.
How about hack at my face until it's unrecognizable?
Oh, is that bad?
Not good.
I thought he was in jail or something. Or is that a different doctor?
I was referring to
his anesthesiologist or his sleepy doctor.
Michael Bolton, baby. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the team for Dancing with the Stars here.
Yeah. So, A, Bristol Palin is not a star. B, that's 3 hours of my life every week where I could be doing anything else.
Margaret Cho.
Trying to teach my kid.
Loathe Margaret Cho.
Really?
I know there's probably comedians listening to this who are like, wait, what? Tim? She's a genius. Fuck you. Fuck her. Fuck all that. I don't like Margaret Cho. Deal with it.
Why do you loathe her?
I just don't like her. All right. I loathe her comedy. How about that?
Okay.
She may be a nice person otherwise, but I'm like, ugh, this comedy makes me want to eat my own testicles.
You just don't find it funny, or?
Yeah, I find it gratingly annoying, in fact.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and toss Lisa Lampanelli right in that same pile.
Lisa Lampanelli doesn't bother. Granted, I don't watch her stand-up. I just watch her on the roasts. I find her funny on the roasts.
I can barely stand her on the roasts, and I have tried to watch her stand-up, and yeah, turned it off, deleted it.
Florence Henderson.
It's not that
I can't handle
like insult comics or whatever. It's just their shit is so... Like, can something be derivative of itself? Is that possible?
Oh, and Brandy. I hate Brandy.
The singer?
All the people I don't... Yeah.
Or I was going to say, the singer of Fortified Wine. Because the Fortified Wine's delicious.
I don't like her music, and Moesha commercials always used to irritate me when I was waiting to watch Voyager.
Yeah, me too. And I've always wondered why her name was Moesha when that is, like, the Jewish way of saying Moses.
Yes, you mentioned that on Tancast before.
I never understood the name. And also, yes, the commercials annoyed the piss out of me. Not that the fucking captain on Voyager didn't also annoy the piss out of me. Captain Gollum.
Yeah, look, the show is already annoying me, and now you're playing annoying commercials in between the annoying show? Come on.
Yeah, but it was like the only
UPN
way to get your Star Trek fix.
Yeah, like, fuck, that was all that was on at the time.
Yeah, it's like if the dealer just had, like, just the shittiest cocaine ever that had been cut with, I don't know, cut with rat poison, but, you know, you still got to get your nose candy.
Speaking of shows involving washed-up celebrities, have you heard about Tony Danza becoming an English teacher?
An actual
English teacher?
It's like a reality show where Tony Danza is going to be an English teacher.
Is he going to teach them the opposite of enunciation and elocution?
I don't know. You mean pronunciation?
No.
What's enunciate? Oh, right. Sorry. I think there was a church I went to called the Annunciation, and I was like, isn't that something religious?
Isn't that enunciation with an A? I was doing enunciation with
an A. I couldn't read how you were spelling it while you talked, so that's my bad.
Well, open your eyes.
Die in a fire. But, like, the commercial for it is like this POV of somebody walking through a school. He's like, and all you hear is the first day of school. It always makes you nervous. Where I come from, I'm pretty popular, but here, I'm just somebody new. And then they cut, and it's Tony Danza. Hi, I'm your teacher. I'm like, where you come from? You're pretty popular. Where do you come from? 1987?
I come from TV Land.
No, not even there. Oh, you mean the television station,
yes.
TV Land?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought you meant just the land of television. I'm like,
no.
Atlanta,
I'm pretty popular on Nick at
Night. Far behind.
I'm the only one in color.
I'm pretty popular in retirement homes.
Even Alyssa Milano won't talk to me anymore.
Oh.
Well, we all know why that happened.
We do?
No?
Yeah, she got, like, famous and shit.
Oh.
I was implying abuse.
I thought you meant something else, you piece of shit. Fucking piece of shit. So me and Tim had a little fun weekend.
Did you now?
Oh, yeah, we had some chicken and waffles, baby.
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking of this week replacing Cooking with Noah or whatever it's called. Don't Masturbate in the Kitchen.
There you go.
With a food review
right.
Me and Tim can do together.
Masturbate in the kitchen. They're just trying to feed your ass.
This is my first time having chicken and waffles together. I've had chicken and waffles separately.
Way to go, Noah. I'm not completely... The concept of chicken and waffles is not foreign to me. It's the idea of combining them on one plate.
It's a whole food experience.
Fair enough. That's one of my all-time big questions. Why chicken and waffles?
They work.
Do you put the chicken on the waffles?
No.
No, but you can stupid. The
whipped cream?
You can put the syrup on the chicken.
Yeah, you can. That is delicious.
Part of me recoils at that thought, but also part of me realizes that pork sausage in syrup is awfully delicious. So please continue.
So Tim has had before. I was not that impressed. And maybe it was just the place. But I was like, all right, this chicken's okay. This waffle's okay. This is not a mind-blowing combination to me.
He doesn't mention the part where he inhaled the waffle in like 3 seconds, so maybe he didn't taste it on the way down.
I did taste it. And their like, cornbread wasn't very good either.
They brought the food. I looked away. I looked back. No more waffle. I was like, Jesus Christ, Noah.
But I wasn't the first one to finish, though.
You were the first one to finish your waffle.
Yeah, not my whole meal.
Waffle.
So yeah, I was just not that impressed with the...
If you blast the waffle out of the way, and then you just eat the chicken, now you're just having waffle and then chicken. You gotta have chicken and waffle. You gotta go back and forth. Zip, zap, zip, zap, zip, zap, zip.
So you're saying it must be in parallel, not cereal?
There's no cereal. It's chicken and waffles. Come on, dude. Pay attention. You can't just replace one breakfast food with another.
Oh. I thought it was heartburn, but no, it's hate burn.
What did you think, Tim, since you've had chicken waffles before? At the famous Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, I might add.
Yes, both times on the one on La Brea, which I don't know if is the original. I think the original is in Hollywood, but I could be mistaken. I think I like the one in La Brea better. Like, their biscuits are better. Like, I also ordered a biscuit because, you know, 99 cents for this huge biscuit. But it's not as good. I remember the Roscoe's biscuit. I'm like, that's a biscuit! However, we should note that if you go during this, you know, special hour between and 7, whatever time you order is the price you pay.
Of certain meals. There's like 4 or 5 meals that they have listed that if you order at 4 o'clock, that meal is going to be 4 o'clock. Tim also didn't mention that he was a little late, so he cost us about 50 cents.
Yeah, I did.
Just wait, is that AM or PM?
It's PM.
Okay.
And apparently, Tim says if you go later in the evening... it's like the happening spot. They got like a bouncer with a red velvet rope.
Yeah, not velvet, just like those stanchions like we used to use at the theater.
Oh, okay.
Or they use it like a bank line. I just realized not everybody who listens
worked with us at our theater.
But yeah, like there was a couple people and like you had to check with them before you got in. I was like, really? What the fuck? This fucking shit is swinging. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Waffles. Yeah. Do-do-do-do. I mean, I like the waffles. I like the chicken. It was good.
So you would go there again?
I would. I would try and get there at 4 this time, though.
All right. I should say I didn't hate it. I just wasn't... it seemed like a lot of people rave about that combination. And I was like, this is okay.
I was telling Danelle, KFC should offer waffles as a side dish. Like, how hard would that be?
I wonder if I'm sure that must have come up. I would think. If not...
Like, all you have to do is make some sort of batter and then make your own Eggo waffles and then just, you know, freeze them and send them out to all the different places and just toast them like an Eggo waffle.
Don't
but don't just buy Eggos. That'd be cheap. You got to make your own waffle. Come on, KFC. And then KFC could make like a double down, but with two waffles or maybe a waffle inside two things of chicken. Kind of like the McGriddle where they bake the syrup already into the waffle. Fucking KFC, why aren't you on this shit? Call me, KFC. I got ideas.
I'm supposed to say, why don't you write them, Tim?
I will. I'll be like, yo, KFC, I got this.
Speaking of KFC, a double down commercial came on. I think it was the first one we'd actually seen, like where they're showing the double down, like live and as it's being assembled, and the guy's being like, "Give me two of this, and two strips of bacon, and two pieces of cheese." And my wife goes, "And two fucking heart attacks! Holy shit!"
I know. I thought they would be. I don't know why I thought they would be embarrassed about it and not advertise it. They're like, "Look, we got this thing. Let's just not mention it. People who need to know know. We don't need to call attention to ourselves." But just the fact that they're just so unabashedly like, "Yeah, eat it, ah!"
Tim, if they were gonna do that, like they're calling it Double Down. They're giving it an aggressive name. If they were really gonna market it the way you thought they were gonna market it, they'd just call it like Fat Shame.
It'd be like something else. Like,
I like a Fat Shame.
I would like to order from the Secret Kill Me Now menu. Can I?
My wife was like, didn't they just spend 2 years trying to make themselves like chase the healthy side of KFC? Unfry, yeah, unthink. KFC is healthy now. And they're just fat and fried and double and cheese and bacon. Ah, die.
Down in the corner it says it's available and grilled. With two slices of cheese and two strips of bacon and their, I don't know what the hell that is, blended fat sauce? Is that just like lard with a little bit of cream inside or what?
When people die and they have to suck out all the plaque from their arteries, they just put that right in the next double down.
No, see, that's recycling. That's super healthy. Well, it's environmentally sound, but
that's green.
Yes. Well,
I've heard
it's kind of reddish, but
that on burgers that you buy like at McDonald's, there's like some gelatin blood stuff that they scrape up from the slaughterhouse and put on the burgers that you eat.
Oh, that sensation of hate is back.
I was like, that is almost enough to make me not want to eat burgers anymore.
But there's blood in the burger anyway.
No, it's the scraping gelatin congealed blood off of the floor and then slapping that on. That's a bridge too far even for me. No, I'm just going to pretend that you lied to me just now. So I'm going to hate you a little. But
that seems counterproductive for them, even like from a cost standpoint, from a PR standpoint, from a effort versus reward standpoint. Like, I don't see why they would do that.
Let me hold on.
Your story is suspect, sir.
No, don't find out it's true. I'll hate you more.
Maybe you'll eat better. Maybe you'll eat better.
Yeah, I won't live as happily.
While Noah's looking that up, Gags Beasley sent us a little link on the Tancast feed, and he goes, "Why does this Muppet remind me of Andy?" And there's the link for you, and you can find out why.
So if my wife and I actually do go to the Jon Stewart rally, mm-hmm. I'll be the guy that looks like a cross between a hairy Michelin man and that Muppet, apparently.
A hairy Michelin man.
Oh, God, it's the Crocs.
Yeah.
I looked at everything else on that Muppet trying to figure out why that... I'm like, what the fuck? People think that I just, like, have crazy eyebrows and a big red nose? Do I sound Italian? What the fuck? Why is... Oh, it's Crocs. It's motherfucking Crocs. See, I thought this was a whole thing. Like, oh, I look like a Muppet and I wear Crocs. No. I look like a Muppet who wears Crocs.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to find it right now. I'll look for it later. While we were at comedy, me and Tim went to comedy in Oaktown after we had the chicken and waffles. there was a lady who had some funky hair. Like it was out of the 60s, 70s hair, like a super perm. And she had a cute face, but the hair was just not working. And as well, I was like, well, the hair's kind of growing up. And then at one point, Tim leans over. I don't remember the exact thing you said. What did you say, Tim?
I said,
let me sit up. So first I was like, I wonder if the carpets match the drapes. I like mimicked the motion of like pulling down my pants, like poof. And like, a fro popping out. And then Tim leaned over and said,
I bet her pussy has leg warmers. Because it cannot be overemphasized how incredibly 80s this hair looked.
It was incredibly 80s. Like, it wasn't even like, oh, that's just a similar 80s hairdo. Like, it was almost like she brought in, like, Flashdance or something. It's like, you see that? That's what I want. It was even worse than Flashdance. It was crazy.
Speaking of perms, have you guys ever been around when somebody was getting a perm?
It stinks.
Yeah. So, the drain in the shower in the master bath was, like, getting really slow. Like, water would, like back up into the little pan, so, like, you'd be standing in water. I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to take the drain apart again and go fishing for stuff. And previously, when I'd done that, I'd always grabbed a pair of, like, needle-nose pliers to help just pull chunks of clog out of the drain. And it always took forever and always just smelled horribly. Like, yeah, it's just not something I was looking forward to doing. So this time I got a little clever and I took an old wire hanger and like bent it up to make this little tool that was like a long straight rod with little hooks at the end that pointed opposite directions. So I could just shove that down and then spin the rod around and have the hooks like just grab the whole clump and pull the whole thing up at once. And it worked, but it meant that I got all of the scent that usually came in, like, pieces as I was getting chunks of this all at once. And there was some offal in there, but mostly it smelled like the shit that people put in their hair to get perms. And that really made me wonder, what the fuck is that?
Like, what is that smell?
Yes.
I thought it was burning hair.
Maybe that's what it is. I mean, because the clog was at least 80% by volume hair. Oh, and it was huge. Oh, my God. Oh, I really think that I'm going to try to talk my wife into converting to Hasidic Judaism so that I can get her to start shaving her head.
I'm sure that'll work.
Yeah. Plus, it'll give me the opportunity to grow those really long, like, curly forelocks. That'll be awesome. That's a happening look.
All the Hasidics are doing it. What is Tim laughing about? Just the look.
Happening look, yeah.
Yeah.
Just that you called it a happening look just tells you everything you need to know.
Have you guys seen Bruno?
No.
Yes.
Sacha Baron Cohen went to the Middle East dressed in sort of a parody of like a Hasidic Jew outfit.
Yes, he did.
But very, very gay. And my wife was watching these guys, and they're really, really, like, fundamentalist-looking dudes. And they start chasing him like they're going to kick his ass. She's like, what are they doing? I'm like, what, you think fundamentalists are suddenly peaceful? She's like, but they're Jewish. I'm like, have the Jews rolled over for the Arabs yet?
He had, like, a wallet chain going on, little shorts.
Yeah. Oh, man, I think one of my favorite parts of that whole movie, spoiler alert, there's just suddenly, without warning or explanation, a dancing penis that starts shouting at you. And it was awesome.
I don't remember that part.
It's when he's trying to get people to do a... Oh, shit, what do they call it?
Penis.
No, when you get a bunch of people together. Focus group? Yeah, doing a focus group for his TV show. Yeah, and like the end of the show is just this... this dude, like, doing the helicopter and, like, chopping wood and whatever. And all of a sudden, the penis just, like, swings towards the, like, points straight out at the camera and yells, Bruno! With the urethra opening
up. Yes, yes. That was fucking odd.
Oh, I laughed my ass off. I about fell off the couch when I saw that part.
Like, I wonder how... I was like, how the fuck did he get it to go this far? Like, how did, like... Well, I mean, the way he's set up, it seems like, you know, no one knows who he is. So it's like, how the fuck do you convince these people to do all this shit?
Yeah, to like, set up a focus group and everything? And then to abuse all those people with the dancing penis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, one really wonders. I was more amazed that, like, you couldn't see the... Like, clearly they'd puppeteered that penis, but you couldn't see the wires.
They might have taken him out in post.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't think it was CGI?
That's what I meant.
No, that seemed pretty obviously to be a real penis.
Sorry. Some CGI.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Not what you're talking about.
What am I talking about?
Taking out the wires.
No. I think they actually had, like, two, like, maybe thin filaments or something like that glued to opposite sides of the very, very tip so they could just tug them apart and make it go.
I was thinking more like it was a real penis, but then they used a little bit of CGI, like, on the urethra to make it look like I was talking.
I think gluing a couple of very thin filaments and then just editing those things out in post if they showed up is probably easier to do.
I don't do that a lot, so I could not be sure either way.
So do you guys have any advice for me on buying a new laptop?
I'm sure Annie will have more advice than I do.
Really? I thought you know shit.
But I actually haven't gone shopping for laptops in quite a while.
I mean, yeah, I don't...
You guys want to start a tech podcast and I floored you with that question?
Yep. We haven't actually compared like what recent builds are like or anything else like that, sir. Plus, we want to do like lazy tech podcasts where we just sort of spout off.
I can't
off.
Wait for the Andy Noah tech podcast. Hey, there's tech. We know
it exists. People email questions. We do research. They don't put us on the spot.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot.
I want to buy a laptop. All right, go do that.
You guys are no help at all.
Stimulate the economy. Just make sure to rub the economy's balls while you're stimulating it.
I'm not really good with specs. Like, this is the specs you need to do this. That's why I'm saying Andy probably could give you better advice.
Oh, so you're not looking for, like, what brand you should get? You're just looking for, like, what sort of power?
Yeah, because, you know, like, I want to run Photoshop, do the internet, maybe some Microsoft Office, let's say.
Okay.
Hey, folks, it's about to get really
tech heavy here. So if you're not buying a laptop anytime soon or that kind of thing doesn't interest you, you can go ahead and fast forward to about 1 hour, 13 minutes, 47 seconds. And then you should be past it and on to our last part of the show. For the rest of you, thanks for sticking with us.
Don't get an Atom-based system.
Yeah, Jeff, when I posted that blog about this, Jeff had posted something about, like, not even Intel.
Oh, like he wants you to go AMD?
I think that was it, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm a big fan of AMD, but right now, especially in laptops, Intel's got it over them in terms of performance for the amount of power. And the cost differential is not really huge. What AMD's got is if you're going for a laptop where you've got, like, an integrated graphics processor, if you're going to be doing any games or whatever, AMD's definitely going to kick Intel's ass because Intel's integrated graphics solutions are weak and will be until their next set of CPUs come out. Their next one, codenamed Sandy Bridge, is supposed to have...
Sandy Bridge.
Actually, really good performance. It's all, like, the graphics processor is going to be built into the CPU.
But it's better than, what, discrete graphics? Is that what it's called?
Well, it's actually going to hold its own against, like, low-end discrete graphics is what the early benchmarks
graphics.
Are showing.
It's going to be better than integrated graphics.
Yeah, it's going to be better than other integrated graphics.
Okay.
But I think by the time Sandy Bridge comes out, AMD is supposed to have their Bobcat mobile processor, which is also going to have integrated graphics, and AMD owns ATI, and ATI's integrated stuff has traditionally kicked the shit right out of Intel, so I'm thinking that Bobcat may have better graphics performance than Sandy Bridge. But neither of those are out right now, so what you got is what you got.
So I should avoid Atom, so what Intel should I get?
There are... If you're looking kind of like the low end of the market, like not spending a lot of money, the Core i3.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the i5. It's going to be a little more expensive. The i5's got a little bit better performance at the same clock speed, though. Because the i5 can do this thing where, like, let's say you're not running a bunch of threads at once, so you don't really need all of the cores active. It'll, like, turn one core off and speed the other one up.
Hmm.
And by threads, all right. It's, like, different processes.
Yeah, different programs running at the same time and, like, doing crazy stuff. So for, like, Photoshop...
Yes, I'm going to be doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Specifically.
And...
I just like that.
And you really don't need, like, four cores, so anything with two cores should be fine. For what you're doing,
probably 4 gigabytes of RAM is good, right?
I would say 4 gigabytes of RAM is critical, especially for Windows 7. I've got a work machine that's got 2 gig of RAM, and I hate that thing. I want to kick it every day. I'm trying to get a rec push through to replace my machine because it is a big piece of shit and it slows me down.
Isn't that just your fat?
Oh, wow, it's back. That sensation of hating you.
Oh, I thought it might show up.
If you're not going to be playing games, the integrated graphics that you get in a Core i3 system is going to be good enough. But if you do want to play like any 3D games at all.
What about video processing?
Oh, yeah, because I'm making videos and whatnot.
Well, like for decoding the stuff, that's kind of all built in. And there's been a lot of movement and a lot of research recently to be able to do... like really serious math stuff inside the video card instead of on the CPU, because the video card's computation capabilities are much higher for those sort of repetitive tasks. But there's not really a lot of software out on the market right now that really makes use of that. Like Photoshop's got some things that can be accelerated by running on the graphics card instead of on the CPU. But in terms of like video encoding, I don't know that there's a lot of software that, at least not at the levels that Tim would be touching, that necessarily benefit from a powerful graphics card. Like, I don't think they offload encoding.
What about a discrete versus integrated? Like, do you think did you say discrete would be okay or integrated would be okay?
I think integrated will be fine for Tim. I don't think he needs discrete. But if you do get something discrete, and NVIDIA or ATI, well, I guess AMD because they're kind of dropping the ATI brand, but whatever. Either way, if you see something that says GeForce or something that says Radeon, their current capabilities, at least last I checked in the mobile section, for the price that you pay, pretty much the same.
Are you taking notes, Tim?
Yes.
One thing if you're doing price comparison, it's hard because it seems like they come up with different model numbers for every store.
Yeah, And they do that on purpose.
Right, so you can't, like, really compare. I mean, well, you can compare, like, you know, on specs. And, I mean, it's also good to be able to have something that you can upgrade to as far as RAM goes, in case later on down the road you go, you know, I'm doing a lot of shit that takes a lot of RAM. You know, it'd be nice if I can upgrade this RAM.
What do you mean shit I can upgrade to?
Like, they'll usually say what kind of RAM slots they have, and it'll tell you the max RAM you can put in there. So it's probably better to get something that's not already maxed out at 4 gigabytes.
Oh, so if it says expandable to something else,
yeah, exactly,
that would be...
exactly.
Okay.
Because, you know, as more programs come out, they usually eat up more RAM. Is that generally the case, Andy? Andy drop out?
Yes, I would say that's the case.
I'm just like, where did Andy go?
He said, fuck it.
I'm tuning out.
And depending on what the price is, Tim, if you see a laptop with a hard drive where it says instead of 5,400 RPM, if you see one that says 7,200 RPM, get that. It will be a little louder. Like, you'll probably be able to actually hear the hard drive when it's going, like if you're in a quiet room or whatever. But the difference in access speed is noticeable.
And I just said, you know, as long as you've heard the model or the brand, it doesn't really matter which brand you pick. Would you agree, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, the times that I've gone and looked at, like, the reliability reports and whatever that Consumer Reports does, there's not a ton of difference between, like, HP and Lenovo and Dell and whatever, you know, the big-name brands.
Mm-hmm.
Dell's had a couple of issues. They've had, like, a couple of recalls and a couple of things where, like, just shit's gone wrong. But then again, my wife and I bought an HP, like, 3 years ago, and the fucking hinge on the lid cracked. So they can all have issues. And it was from, like, thermal expansion, too. It's completely just a design flaw on their side. Which reminds me, I need to call them up again. I had been fighting to get that taken care of, and then sort of other shit came up. Taking care of the old-ass laptop became a little bit less important.
I would say, generally, Amazon is going to have pretty good prices.
Yeah,
I
also check...
I said I was just going to go to the store, and Jeff's like, no, you should order it online.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's to say, like, you know, sometimes, you know, like, Fry's will have, like, you know, a specific deal that may be Amazon or be close enough, you know, where, you know, paying a few extra dollars to, you know, well, some people don't like waiting. You know,
yeah.
So paying the few extra dollars to get it. And then you got to think of, you know, if you have to return it, you know, with Amazon, you're going to have to ship it back as opposed to, you know, if you get it at a brick and mortar, you can just take it back. So.
Yeah, but stores can also be real shitheads about returning things sometimes, like trying to charge you over stocking fee and...
Well, I mostly think if something's wrong with it.
Especially fucking Fry's.
They don't charge you restocking if something's wrong with it, do they?
I've had issues, like, trying to return something broken at Fry's where, like, they try to push me back off on the manufacturer and...
Oh.
Fry's is well known for its shitty customer service.
I want to work at Fry's, because how hard can it be to say, I don't know. I don't know. And then say, I'm going to go see if I can find someone who does, and then never come back.
And then go on break.
They've done that to you, Tim?
No, it's somebody's joke. I think it was Dave Burley, actually.
Oh, okay.
And it's so correct.
But it was like back in the day, back when we were at the Crown.
You know, the Crown. You know how
we used
do.
To have a joke, was you know, if friends and family are asking you, hey, should I go to Fry's and, like, you know, get a good deal on a computer there? It's like, yeah, but bring somebody like me. Don't go there expecting anything but to actually hand over money and walk away with something. You got questions, you bring your own. Bring your own geek.
So you say 7,200 RPM is a better way to go?
Higher number on RPM, better, yes. And 7,200 is usually about the max you'll ever see on a laptop.
People are like, I was really hoping I could help listen to Tim make his laptop buying decisions.
Oh, you know what I usually do, Tim?
No.
I usually go into computers and accessories. I go to the category that I'm looking for, so laptops. And then I just look at, like, the top sellers. Like, over on the right, it'll have, like, these are the ones that are selling really well. And then I'll just read the reviews.
So while Tim does that, my wife and I had an interesting philosophical discussion the other day. About a week and a half ago. We were discussing that whole concept of if... there is an all-knowing presence, God or whatever you want to call it, does that take away the meaning of free will? So if there's something that always knows how everything is always going to turn out, does that mean that everything is predestined?
I would say yes.
Predestined if he just knows you better than you know yourself?
Well, it's not like knowing you better than you know yourself, but it's knowing exactly how every moment, every second, every decision in your life from start to beginning, or from start to end.
From start to beginning, you said.
Yeah, from start to end, how that's all going to turn out for you before your parents' 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 parents are born. So does omniscience render, or even precognition, does that render free will a moot point? And I'd been thinking about it because when Frank Herbert was writing Dune, that's kind of some of the similar shit that he was writing about, where the spice made Paul Atreides, it gave him like perfect precognitive sight. I think in the second book, and somebody can feel free to correct me because I haven't read this shit in a long time, but he got blinded.
I've never read it, so.
And, like, basically, he lost the ability to use his precognition to, like, try to change how the future was going to turn out. And he basically got, like, locked into that precognition because he had to pretend like he wasn't blind, which meant that he had to use that sight to sort of see everything that was going to happen a split second before it actually happened. And he could sort of, like, never get off that treadmill. Like, he could never take any action that would make things turn out any other way than what he'd foreseen, so that he could act like he could actually perceive all of his surroundings.
That's crazy. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife's thought on the matter was, you know, what if it's like the omniscience is an understanding of, you know, if you think of every decision as like a splitting of a thread. So, you know, and you could follow any of the little sub threads down, and every single decision and every interaction or whatever is like just a different thread. Being able to see all of the different threads while still not knowing necessarily which of them will be taken. So she said that she kind of thinks of things that way, because she thinks that the Calvinist idea of complete predestination is kind of a bleak outlook on the world. And that sort of led me to the thought of, if free will, if God is, or whatever, is still able to see all of these different threads and can see all possibilities, but doesn't know which of the possibilities will actually be taken, that means that God can see the whole picture but still not understand the specifics. And that it's actually that free will which denies God the ability to see the specifics, which, if God created free will, would mean that God's creation of that free will reduced God's actual abilities. Like, before free will, God would have been able to always see the outcome of everything because there'd only be one thread. And that was kind of a weird and slightly creepy thought to me of, you know, philosophically, what would that mean if there was a supreme being that lessened itself in the act of creation?
Yep.
I like turtles.
No, we all like turtles. They're delicious.
I was like, he wants feedback here. I have none to give.
you just blew my mind.
All right. You're bright guys. I guess I just expected a little more of you.
Really, you can't throw that at the end of the episode.
That's true.
I mean, if you don't, if you can see all possibilities, then no, I don't think it's predestined. But if he knows exactly how it's going to end, then yeah, then, you know, there is no real free will, because, you know, no matter what we do, it's always going to end up the same. I guess we have free will. Well, I mean, I guess we could have free will and it'd be predestined how it's going to end, because you can make different choices that are going to get you to the same point. So you have somewhat free will, as like, you know, I'm going to get there. There's not a set path of how I'm going to get to this end point.
But if the outside observer has like perfect understanding of everything and can foresee everything, knows everything before it happens, that means it's not just that your end point is set.
Well, that's true.
That means that your path from point A to point B is set before you even set out on it.
Just because he knows what choice you're going to make doesn't mean he made the choice for you, and it's not free will.
But wouldn't free will be like you could make any choice, but since it's predestined, you aren't going to make any choice. So you just have the illusion of free will.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the that whole uncertainty principle. Well, I mean, allegorically like it. You know, that whole you can't know where a quantum particle is and what direction it's going at the same time. It's the if you have perfect information, if you know absolutely with 100% certainty, and really 100% certainty, not just, you know, the sort of certainty that political figures seem to speak with, but like you absolutely know that there is no other way that something can play out other than X, then you may as well just jump all the way to the end. That everything
yes,
along
but
that
you don't know, so it's still free will to you.
But isn't that just the illusion of free will? Because there's nothing free about it. It's somebody else has already observed it. Somebody else has already collapsed all of the possibilities.
Observing it doesn't cause it.
Well, when you're dealing with quantum particles, observing something does change it. Observing something does lock down.
Well, we're not dealing with quantum goddamn particles.
But aren't you? I mean, really,
stay on one argument and don't fucking divulge from it.
Yeah, sorry, I was
don't
fucking
don't yell at me
induction.
With tax cuts when I'm trying to talk about gay marriage.
I was arguing by comparison.
You were arguing by shut the fuck up.
Alrighty,
that's not nice,
fair
Tim.
I like to keep it. I like to keep it uncivil. All
right, that's good. So you should go to the Colbert March.
Exactly. So yeah. So if you really think you have any choice, and then you make the choice that you want to make, regardless if somebody already knew you were going to make that choice with 100% certainty, it was still a choice that you made.
But is it really, though? Because you were going to make that choice regardless of what. It seemed like a choice you made to yourself, but you were going to make that choice. It was predestined. So you didn't actually make that choice. You know, the universe made that choice for you.
So, Tim, I'm trying to find out.
I'm just looking at it in terms of, like, history. So Hitler had free will to do what he did. He could have done anything. But as an observer, now look back and know what he did, it doesn't change the fact that he made that choice. Well, and obviously, I don't know really what the motivations were, whether or not he made a choice, or whether he was coerced into it, or what Hitler's actual deal is. My point is, just because I'm looking at it from the point of view of it's already happened doesn't make it any less of it was his choice when it happened. And so I think God looks at things from the way of he is, like, it's already happened to him. Like, he doesn't perceive time in the same way we do.
Yeah, but I don't think he's looking back upon history. I think he just knows it's going to happen. Or, you know,
we know
Hitler did happen, but before it happened, we didn't know it was going
to
happen.
But God exists at all exists through all time, so he would be able to be looking it back. Kind of like What's-His-Nuts from Watchmen.
The Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tim, your argument is that even knowing that there's only one way that the action will ever play out, the person inside the action, the person not the outside the observer, but the person inside the system and all other people inside the system, that their perception of the freedom of choice and their uncertainty about how things are going to play out is what's really in play.
Free will. Yeah.
That the outside observer knowing with certainty exactly how everything happens doesn't change how everything plays out for the people inside the observed system.
Exactly. Like that one stuff you should know. Like, everything we perceive is our own perception. I mean, like, our entire life is just our perception.
Yeah, no, I get you. That's a thought that really, like, kind of, like, fucks with my head from time to time. Like, anytime I hear anything about, like, research into schizophrenia or anything else like that, realizing that you can't get pissed off at schizophrenics because their world is different than yours. And you can't really be 100% positive. All the inputs that you see and hear and experience really are there. Like, I'm sure everybody has, like, thought they heard somebody shouting their name or something like that and just been in a completely quiet place. Like, hey, somebody shouting for me? And no, there was no shouting. Just your brain freaked out for half a second.
Shall we leave it there and cliffhanger it for next week?
Yeah,
sure.
Noah seems exhausted.
We also need to be able to come back next time and argue why Superman has a job. I still want to discuss that. What's the reason? What's the point?
Oh. I thought the point of, I mean, I'm going to say this as a quick one-liner, but I thought the point was, at least in the comics, was news of, like, disasters seemed to reach newspapers first, or news organizations, so they can report about it, so he wanted to insert himself into that so he would be in a position to strike back against bad things.
An interesting idea, but for a man who can fly I don't know, at speeds approaching the speed of light. I don't know if that's ever, if his maximum speed's ever been actually attested to in a man with hearing that goes ridiculously long distances.
Well, and then you're also forgetting, I guess I'm going to do two sentences. A lot of people hook up at work. So you got to increase your social circle.
That is
gotta
true.
Got to get in there, get your super dipstick wet.
That is true. Being the Ubermensch is tiring, exhausting business, and you really got to get you, you know, some punani on the side.
We'll break you off a little piece.
Is the
He's in the fast
solitude?
Lane, if you know what I'm talking about. The fast lane, lowest lane, she's fast, slut.
Is the Fortress of Solitude North Pole or South Pole, Tim? I can never remember.
North Pole. Because South Pole would be ridiculous.
So it's just floating on ice that's slowly melting. Wow, Superman's going to be homeless.
That's the problem with global warming. It's going to expose Superman.
Yep. Well, his home's just going to sink.
But that's enough of that.
Yep.
And we'll leave you with that.
So join us next week for Free Will and Why Superman Has a Job. Dun, dun. Da.
Also penises.
What and happened? More than likely, we will forget to talk about that yep. for some point, for some time in the show. So there's that.
Because what's we really do have the we've got the attention span of your typical Biggest Loser watcher.
Squirrel. Biggest Loser. Apparently, they have 2 hours of attention to span.
No, they lose the thread as soon as 5 minutes of commercials have gone by.
Oh, right, I was gonna mention they used to do that a lot in like 80s cartoon shows. Like they would. Like, here's this plot, you know, this hanger for the commercial. But it's funny, mm-hmm. like, and then they'll come back, and the person would get saved before the point that they were at. Like, so they would show someone falling, and they would almost be at the ground, and then they would cut. And then they would cut back, and they would get saved way before they even got to the ground. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, like a much shorter fall or whatever. Yeah,
so they would do that. It seemed like they would do that a lot, where it's like, oh, we're going to rewind this, and they're actually going to get saved before the point we ended before we went to the commercial.
You know, just the fact that they would, like, the big bad guy would be standing over them, like, gloating and pointing the gun and about to kick their hand off the edge of the cliff or whatever. The fact that they would cut back, and it would be that whole little soliloquy right before the kick to the hand again, that always pissed me off as a kid. I was like, seriously? I know. I was just watching.
I heard. I was paying attention.
Yeah.
That's what I do. All right. Well, let's end this one.
Yep.
All right. We got it to tell him Steve Jave proportions.
No. Fuck, we need to do like a 4-hour episode where we talk about an episode that we did for like 3 episodes before we get to Steve Dave proportions.
Sorry for people who've had to do 2 or 3 commutes to get to the end of this episode.
What we should do to blow this out to Steve Dave proportions is just from time to time in the episode insert a bunch of silence and then go back and play like the last couple of minutes before the silence. Just start it up again.
Or we could do another commercial for fucking sugary Dr. Pepper in between. Oh, and then you were listening to sugary Dr. Pepper, here's what you missed.
Mm. I had a couple of drops left. Oh, that's good.
All right. Well, goodbye, everybody.
He likes it so much you think they put jism in it.
To be continued.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of TANcast. Check out our official website at TANcast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blog. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official TANcast store. You can email us at fucktards@TANcast.com or yourmom@TANcast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TANcast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TANcast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for TANcast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TANcast. TANcast.
So did you guys hear, I think, are they successfully doing it, where they're changing corn high fructose to just like corn sugar?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which is funny, because... Like, really, do they think... I mean, I'm sure it'll last for a little bit until everyone goes, hey, by the way, high fructose corn syrup, now corn sugar. Like, and well, yeah. People who are informed are just going to be like, well, I just won't buy corn sugar now. Like, I don't understand how a name change is really going to change anything.
Oh, that's literally all they're doing? They're not changing the process at all? They're just changing the name?
As far as I know, they're just changing the name.
Yeah, like, they're petitioning Congress to okay it.
problem solved.
Yep.
It's now no longer rape, it's extracurricular sex activity. You can't charge me with that. I don't see that on the books, officer. I will thank you to let me go on my way.
It's not rape, it's just one-way sex.
Yes. It's single approval sex.